October, Iraq. Ragheads dragged the driver out of the vehicle and took him away, the sergeant told the lieutenant, who was sitting in a Humvee. They shot the woman in the car. She's still in it. Iraqi grunt says she's alive, but the assholes put a bomb in the car. They're using her as cheese in the trap. Shit, said the lieutenant and rubbed the stubble on his chin. The day was hot, and the chatter of automatic weapons firing bursts was the musical background. The column of vehicles had ground to a halt in a cloud of dust, and since there was no wind, the dust sifted softly down, blanketing equipment and men and making breathing difficult. U.S. Navy Petty Officer Third Class Owen Winchester moved closer to the lead vehicle so that he could hear the lieutenant and sergeant better. Let me go take a look, Winchester said to the lieutenant. Okay, take a look, and watch your ass. The sergeant didn't say another word, merely began trotting ahead in that bent-over combat trot of soldiers the world over. With his first aid bag over his shoulder, Winchester followed. They flopped into the irrigation ditch directly opposite the car, where they could see into the passenger compartment. There was a woman in there, all right, slumped over. She wasn't wearing a headscarf. They could see her dark hair. 15 feet from them was the rotting carcass of a dog. In this heat, the stench was awe-inspiring. An Iraqi soldier joined them. She has been shot, he said in heavily accented English. Stomach, I get close, see her and bomb. How are they going to detonate it, you think? Winchester asked, looking around, trying to spot the trigger man. He saw no one but the Iraqi soldiers and Marines lying on their stomachs in the irrigation ditch away from the dog. The mud-walled and brick buildings across the way looked empty, abandoned, their windows blank and dark. Cell phone, most likely, the sergeant said sourly, from somewhere over there in one of those apartments, or a garage door opener. Saving lives is my job, the corpsman said. I want to take a look. You're an idiot. Probably. Winchester grinned. He had a good grin. Jesus, don't do nothing stupid. With that admonition ringing in his ears, Winchester ditched the first aid bag and trotted toward the car. From 10 feet away, he could see the woman's head slumped over, see that the door was ajar. He closed to 5 feet. She wasn't wearing a seatbelt, and a bomb was lying on the driver's seat. Looked like 4 sticks of dynamite fused with a black box taped to the bundle. The woman moved her head slightly, and he heard a low moan. Winchester ran back to the ditch, holding his helmet in place, and flopped down beside the sergeant. There's a bomb on the driver's seat, he told the sergeant, whose name was Joe Martinez. And she's still alive. I think I can get her out of there before they blow it. Takes time to dial a phone, time for the network to make the phone you called ring. Might be enough time. Might be just enough to kill you, you silly son of a bitch. The door is ajar and she isn't wearing a seatbelt. I can do this. Open the door and grab her and run like hell. You're an idiot, Sergeant Martinez repeated. Would you try it if she was your sister? She ain't my sister, the sergeant said with feeling as he scanned the buildings across the road. What do they say? No good deed goes unpunished? I will go, the Iraqi soldier said. He laid his weapon on the edge of the ditch, began taking off his web belt. 2 men, 1 on each arm. She's my sister, Joe, Owen Winchester said to Martinez. He grinned again broadly. The sergeant watched as Winchester and the Iraqi soldier took off all their gear and their helmets so they could run faster. I'll get the door. You two get her. He took a deep breath and exhaled explosively. Okay, on three. 1, 2, 3! They vaulted from the ditch and sprinted toward the car. The sergeant jerked the door open. The other 2 men reached in, Winchester grabbing 1 arm and the Iraqi the other, and pulled the wounded woman from the car, then hooked an arm under each armpit. Joe Martinez picked up her feet and they began to run. They were 10 feet from the car when the bomb exploded.